What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Sabrina.
And I'm Noor.
And today's podcast is Conversations with a Young Divorcee. 3, 2, 1, let's go. This podcast is brought to you by the Ministry of Social and Family Development, MSF. Did you know that most Muslim couples are getting married later and later?
Can you guess what is the average age of people getting married in 2023? It is about 29 to 35 years old. Why are people getting married later? Are the people scared to get married? Or are they just being more careful?
If you share the same concerns and are intending to take your relationship to the next level, we highly recommend you to check out the wide variety of marriage preparation programs offered by MSF-appointed agencies. Head over to www.marriage.gov.sg/marriage-programs. That's www.marriage.gov.sg/marriage-programs to find a suitable program for you. Now, on to the podcast.
Once again, welcome back to the Boy Magazine, the world! It feels like it's a very, very long time since we recorded a podcast.
Actually, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a very long time. The last one was the last week of December.
Yeah.
Very long time since I recorded.
Last week of December, no lah.
Last week, then you weren't even there.
January have.
Recorded in the studio?
No.
Tak ada.
Have lah. Me and you only. You don't have, sir.
Tak ada. We went out only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still haven't told them, you know, about the updates of our podcast. But it's okay. We'll do that next time.
Okay.
Alright, so for today, the podcast will be a very interesting one. Mm. It is
So you guys have probably heard the sponsor lah.
Yeah, they've heard the sponsor.
So you heard the sponsor. This podcast is brought to you by MSF.
Say hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Right. So maybe Noor, you want to introduce yourself? introduce yourself in a way of because it's young divorcee ma.
Yeah.
So it's just maybe when you got married. And
how long you're married for, and then when did the divorce happen?
Yes.
Okay. So, hi, my name is Noor. I am 24, going 25. I got married after 10 months of knowing my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I was married for 1 year, 8, 9 months gitu.
Okay.
Yep. And what was the next question?
How old were you when you got married?
Oh, how old was I when I got married? I got married when I was 21.
So 23 you got divorced.
Yeah, I got divorced November 2022, but after the Sharia court, I know I became 3rd October 2023. Like 1 year.
Oh, it's took a long time, huh?
Very long. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you more about the challenges of your marriage or later, but before that, I'm gonna state some points first.
Okay. Right?
So
what's the title of this podcast? Like this part.
Conversations with a Young Divorcee.
It's not the why should get married young.
No, so that's in the next part. Today, right now, we are only going to talk about her story.
Her story.
Everything about Noor.
Okay. My story.
Her story. So before we get there, do you guys know what is the main three reasons for divorce in Singapore?
Money.
Correct. That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Someone guess?
Cheating.
That's number one.
Wow.
And number three is no children.
No. That's not in the list.
Infertility, no?
No. You want to guess? Okay, one more time. Can you guess again?
In-laws.
No.
No.
So the first one is infidelity, which is cheating and all that, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
The second one is financial problems. And the last one is desertion. Yeah, and I think quite common also, that one. You guys just grow sick of each other, right?
Mm.
Yeah. So between 2016 to 2020, and on average, about 1,600 of these cases ultimately ended in divorce, which is a big number for it to happen every year.
That means my divorcee market still quite high lah.
Berapa persen ni?
Divorcee market is high lah. Of course, got a lot of people divorce.
High, yeah.
So yeah, la, other stuff that that leads to divorce are stuff like misunderstanding with the in-laws, parenting issues, sex life, unmet expectations, and lack of quality time. So Noor, I want to ask you more specifically than why did your marriage end? Is there anything that I mentioned here that relates to you, la?
Everything.
Alamak.
Everything.
Okay, before you start, right, is it, are you comfortable with sharing your story?
Of course. If I'm not comfortable, I wouldn't be here.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. But truly, truly, whatever you mention, all the finance, sex life, all this.
Sex life.
It all, it's all contributed to the decision that we made to divorce. Is it divorce or divorce?
Divorce.
Divorce. Okay,
British
divorce.
Is divorce.
And also, somehow it's linked to one another. So it's like one thing linked to another thing to another thing.
Okay.
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 I start.
Come.
Okay. So firstly, like let's say finance. Okay, in Singapore, makes sense or not? For only 1% to be working.
A bit tough, lah. Can, but a bit tough.
Yeah. Can also, but that person's income how much? Okay. Right. Yeah. Then the question will Okay, but then it's only normal that both parties are working. Okay, but for women, it's a bit unpopular opinion.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion. Women, whether we like it or not, I feel, in my opinion, that we are biologically not wired to be a provider.
Interesting, you know, you say that.
Why?
Because I think I have the opposite mindset.
Really?
I don't disagree that we are biologically weaker than men. We are made to be weaker physically than men, and our emotions are stronger, right?
Correct.
But you said you don't think we are biologically made to be a provider. Eh? In what sense? Like monetarily aja? Or like?
Monetarily, physically, no denying also. Uh-huh. And women now, we kind of think with our emotions.
Okay.
As compared to men, they always logic first, then emotions.
Yeah.
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 So when we become the provider, we will follow emotion. If let's say we gaduh, like maybe in 1 month, 1 week straight we gaduh.
Shit.
And then I'm the provider. Maybe my emotions will tell me, okay, this month I don't want to pay the bills. You pandai-pandai pay the bills. Because I follow emotion. Okay, but not saying that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
Okay.
My example. That didn't happen, okay? Yeah. And also another unpopular opinion. I think independent woman, the actual independent woman, they don't like to be independent. Or rather, they don't want to be independent.
But provider, if like you provide food on the table. Not provide food, you prepare the food. Provider and preparer got different. Is it? Because in my head, like if you provide a service,
yeah,
or you provide care and love, provide you got. But you just provide different things.
Yeah.
So you're saying like in a way whereby basically do it, money is guy, then the
and then all the emotional support, all that is from woman.
Woman.
Can say so, but of course not literally only guy must do, only girl must do. No lah. There's always that share trait.
Yeah.
However, okay, this one was like a bit of finance, right? Mm. Then now it's like the misunderstanding with, let's say, if you stay with your in-laws.
Because you say everything linked in.
Yeah. Okay. So imagine as a woman, you stay with your in-laws, kan?
Correct.
So you go to work, same like your spouse.
Yeah.
Then you come home tired, ma.
Yeah. Everyone tired.
But because you stay with your in-laws, and you are the extra person in that house, you are expected to cook. You're expected to. Okay, maybe they don't expect you. They say don't need. But you as a lady, you would want to, you know, of course I need to serve. Of course I need to cook.
Yeah.
Of course I have to clean up right after. And then of course I have to catch up with all the chores that I have, that I left at home the whole day when I was out working. That is really physically and mentally tiring.
I cannot imagine.
After that, I say ling, right? At night, husband and wife in bed, what happened? Okay. Of course, wise, you after work tired, you want to have intimate sleep. Session?
I want to sleep and I want to talk. Okay, whatever. But the thing is, intimate session is the guy do everything, what? The guy do most of the things. The guy do a lot of things.
I think it differs lah from it partner to partner, yeah. Couple to couple. But I mean, if you want to do most of the thing, can. If you don't.
But the way you talk about it, kira kan macam kau boleh.
After that, need to
after
shower.
Everything, after everything, the guy just lie down. Then after that, the girl do everything.
I think I don't know if appropriate to say, but then got the submissive dominant people mah. If you get what I mean. But okay. At the end of the day, like after that, you still need to shower. You shower again or whatever, whatever. And then if you Muslim, you need to shower. Mandiadas. It's a lot of work, say. And then tomorrow the whole cycle starts again.
You need to wake up in the morning
really,
again.
Really tiring.
Yeah.
So that one really linked three things. Correct.
Correct. So that one, kira, is all linked to just burnout, exhaustion.
Burnout, yeah. And on top of that, all these things, right, while it's happening, of course, the next thing people would say, then communicate lah. Say lah, you compromise tired, say lah. Yeah, compromise and all that. Maybe put a schedule even, family planning and whatever not. Can. But if your spouse, you find out after marriage, that your spouse is someone who does not know how to communicate and does not know how to solve things. And then maybe their mindset is, since young they have always been, whatever happens, just ask mom and dad. Because mom and dad has been solving my issues.
They older, they eat more rice, they know more things lah.
Yeah, they eat salt before I eat salt.
Yes.
Interesting. They eat lemon before I eat lemon. Can?
I don't like lemons.
That's why your parents like?
No. But they like calamansi.
Lime.
That one. Okay.
Sorry.
Come back.
Salt. The parents no more.
Yeah. So, imagine if you meet someone that you didn't know couldn't communicate that well. And then whatever conflicts or things that you bring up that you're unhappy with, the first thing they do is they tell it to their parents and they tell you to talk to their parents because... Okay, this is actually a bit specific.
Your story.
It's not my story. So, that is actually what happened, and his reason for telling his parents about our issues is because mom and dad has been married longer, therefore they have more experience, therefore they would have better reasonings and better logic and sense to it.
In short, it's just they know best.
Yeah.
They know best, so I learned from them.
Yeah.
You didn't like them.
Of course, I marry you. I don't marry your parents. I marry your parents.
Can we expand a little bit on that lah? Because
yes.
I think most of the horror stories that I heard is maybe in-laws ah. In-laws are challenging. In-laws are different. But is it really that bad? Tak leh macam just tell them off.
You got here the phrase monster in-law.
FFF. The in-laws are crazy. Then
in-laws from hell.
Okay, so in-laws from hell and mommy's boy. Which one is worse?
Ooh.
Or is it interlinked?
Together.
Have like macam the guy side more of the wife, but the in-laws still crazy. Like in-laws still very. So kira kan macam when the guy is there. Okay.
In-law okay.
Then when the guy go work lah. Haven't reached home from work. The in-laws will cari pasal and stuff like that. Or weekend.
I've heard. Has this happened to you specifically?
For me, not really lah.
That one is not like really. Two-sided punya in-laws, right?
Yeah. I think for mine specifically, right, it's more to my ex-husband does not know how to speak up for me. Because maybe in his head, it's like, don't know how the priority comes about. Is it wife first, then mother, or mother first, then wife first?
See, that one is a very
kind of questions.
It's very tough.
Yeah, and the worst thing is right when we stayed over at my in-laws, we don't pay any bills, we don't pay any rent lah. Bills, groceries we will try to pay lah.
Yeah,
even though they were dinner, but we will pay and we will buy first and whatever not. Okay, but that's a problem because we are not contributing anything to the household so called. Then it's like. The parents have more rights over us.
So do you feel it's a power and macam rights issue?
Yeah.
Then like you're still living under their roof, therefore you must listen to what they say.
Yeah.
I think it's similar to ni lah. We are now living in our parents' house.
Yeah.
If my mom and dad say come home at 10, I come home at 10.
But let's say if given the opportunity that you're paying your half, can you just stay like tenants already? Ke macam
Still got respect. Unless your spouse is someone who can speak up for you very well. Okay, if ladies go over to the guy's house, it's harder. Because technically, whatever husband say,
must follow lah.
Must follow, correct. Respect ma, leader of the family ma.
Yeah. I can understand where you're coming from lah. Because I think this is something that maybe guys don't really understand. But it's instilled in us since we were young that we need to learn how to cook for our for our husband. Mm. We need to clean the house, make sure the house is well prepared before he come home.
Yep.
We need to fold his clothes for him. And I realize for a lot of mother-in-laws who really sayang and love their child, their son like crazy, their expectations of the wife is huge, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, even though, let's say I am home. Okay, now I, as a single woman, I come home, I know I got chores to do. I know I need to unpack my bag from JB. I just come home. But I tired and I came home at 12 a.m. Tomorrow I got work at 10 a.m. So I will say 4 p.m. later when I come home, I unpack. But, and I'm okay with that. My mom is okay with that. But if I am a wife, and then after I leave the bag unpacked, the mother will look at me and like, what kind of woman you marry?
Yes.
She come home from holiday, she cannot clean immediately.
Correct. Okay.
You know?
As compared to a guy. Yeah. Now if we switch the role,
the guy come say, back, is the wife must clean.
The guy come back, if the guy still see the bag over there, I think the woman will feel guilty, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, we'll feel guilty if we are so tired, or like, even if we are sick, but you come home, I know you're tired, I never cook for you. The guilt.
Cannot sleep once. Yeah. Like, you know what? Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go run down, get food for you. Or you know what? I too lazy to cook or whatever. Yeah. But somehow we'll make sure you got food on the table, that kind of thing.
And it may seem like a very normal thing for guys. Macam, you overlook it also.
I overlook it. Macam like, to me don't need. But then if never do, be funny.
Yeah.
I don't care, but people see, maybe they care.
Yeah. No, I think you will care also actually. Because your mom has been an amazing mother. But the things that she does is like, every time you wake up, confirm got food on the table for you for breakfast. Correct. Dinner, confirm she cook. If she never cook, she ajak makan kat luar.
Yeah, and or then, she bring take away.
Yeah. And then when, let's say, you leave the house, I think generally you actually expect that from your wife. But you tak realize.
Yeah.
You only realize when it's not there and then you get mad.
Because you are used to the service provided to you. Mm. Yeah. And then when you enter the world of marriage, it's like you also expect to share some responsibilities and finances with your wife also.
Like, you know how they always say father want to let go of their daughter to the new husband, very scary. Because what if the husband cannot protect my daughter that I've been protecting for the past 20 plus years?
Hey bro, I'm getting married in about 6 months. I'm very excited, but I'm reading a lot of horror stories and forums regarding the challenges faced during marriage.
No, why are you reading those stories? Don't scare yourself, please.
Yeah, please. Just stay positive. Sure, there'll be a lot of challenges along the way, but you and your partner can work them out if you put your heart and mind to it.
I'm thinking of going for these marriage preparation programs because I feel I need to learn and better prepare myself for the challenges that may come. Do you have any recommendations?
Actually, yes. I heard that there are some marriage prep programs supported by MSF that you and your partner can attend. I had friends who said they weren't interested to go at first. They said they already know all they need to know. But their fiancés persuaded them to go. So they went for it. Then they realized that there was so much more they need to know and they have no regrets. So I really think it's good to go.
Oh, yeah lah. Some of my friends also attended these programs. They said they learned so much about each other and also learned how to communicate better. The program covers things like planning for a family and even managing finances as well. But it's like quite long, right? Like 1 week?
No lah, where you hear from? The one my friends attended was like half a day, maybe 12 hours.
I think I do mine. But is it expensive?
Good news, bro. I got lobang. I saw on the MSF website, right, that some of the programs are free if you meet the eligibility criteria, while the other programs offer $70 rebates to offset the fees, bro.
Oh, wow. I think quite worth it, eh?
Thanks, bro. I think I will go for it. Doesn't matter how long is it, lah. Because marriage is a lifetime commitment, bro. And then if I can't even spare 12 hours to better prepare myself, am I really ready for marriage?
Yeah, man, that's the way. You can check out the list of marriage preparation programs at www.marriage.gov.sg/marriage-programs.
Now, back to the podcast.
Come, what?
You know what? Now that you mentioned that, right? I just remember a super emotional moment when I got married, right? So, Malay got this thing called Salam Restu lah. So, it's like after you nikah already, then your parents sit on the wedding dais and then you shake hand, then you say, thank you for accepting me as your in-law and da, 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 right? Mm. Then the one thing I remember vividly that my father said to me, and my father, we're not that close, by the way. But the one thing that my father said to my ex-husband was, if you cannot take care of my daughter anymore,
please return her back.
Return my daughter to me nicely, please. And then he cried after that. Whoa, I tell you.
Why would he
say something
like that?
I cannot hear this kind of thing. Yeah. You know?
Because a father, right, is like, I protect this child. I teach her to do this, teach her to do that. I teach my sons to take care of my this daughter, or yeah, daughters rather, so that she can have a macam smooth sailing life. I work like crazy to take care of this daughter, you know, teach her how to dress nicely, yada 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 yada. Yeah. Then I'm giving this person that I have loved and nurture all the years, give it away to this guy, and my daughter have to listen to this guy already.
Yeah.
My daughter don't have to take care of me, don't have to check up on me or whatever, and it's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your responsibility as a father dah habis.
Yes.
So it's like
kau besarkan, can talk Malay?
Can.
It's sure. Like kau besarkan anak kau penat-penat only to kasih anak kau away to someone else tau.
Okay.
And see, you don't even know if you can trust this person. Yeah.
In
so is that whatever he said, was it a
yeah,
bad
to,
thing?
To make it a bit more relatable to you, eh? You imagine you
but work. Is it a bad thing or like macam is
no.
It a
it's just a
no faith kind of thing or what?
No.
Bila aku dengar macam it's a no faith kind of thing. It's like I don't trust you actually. Then when you, cause like in my head lah, when I heard that lah, I thought like he didn't expect the marriage to continue anyways.
No lah, I think it's just like a heartfelt
okay,
thing
to
say.
Habis, like you cannot ready, then give it back lah.
No, okay,
it's
more perspective.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's a lot more emotional than that kan.
Correct.
That one, yeah. But it's macam gini, it's like you built your business for the last 20 years, 25 years. And then after that someone said, I want.
Mm.
You must give.
Mm.
You just give all your 25 years of hard work. You just give.
And now that we are talking about a human, so it's like you already protect your daughter ni semua kan. Then the last thing, the number one thing you want is for your daughter to be happy. And now your daughter coming to you say that I'm going to be happy with this person.
And without you in my life, you're almost, because you're leaving the house.
Yeah.
Macam
wow. Yeah. And then you leave the daughter to live with someone else's parents and go through all these things. And you don't know whether this guy got the capabilities to, you know, jaga or not and all that stuff.
But that's why it's so important for your parents to be introduced to your husband to be.
Correct.
And to accept him as his own also before you get married.
I think my follow-up question is why never check first? Is there a way to check first?
Okay, so you said you were married.
Technically macam tak leh sangat kan. Tapi face value mah.
No, but that's why you should stay with them a bit longer kan.
No, tapi macam rumah tangga tak tahu apa.
Yeah, no, okay.
Like Muslim household, you cannot live with them.
Yeah, correct.
You can go over the house, but you go over house is a...
Respect.
It's
a
show.
It's a guest.
It's your guest mah. It's a guest. Tak tahu saya.
No, that's why in the Western culture, right, they always say, live with them first before you marry them. But we cannot do that.
Mm. Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, and I heard somewhere, they say, the Western people, when they live together and then they get married, the divorce rate is actually higher than those who never live together and get married.
Adelia?
Yeah, I don't know.
So weird.
It's true or not. You need to fact check yourself. But yeah.
But okay, yeah. So to answer Wise's questions, Noor, do you feel like, because you guys were together for 10 months, right? Before y'all got married?
We know each other for a total of 10 months. So we talked to each other on Instagram for like 2 to 3 months. And then after that, we decided to get engaged. So we only got engaged for like 7 months and then we got married.
Wow.
So that's okay, actually, I feel.
Dude, they
really?
They knew each other for 2 to 3 months first.
Like talk on Instagram.
But met already? Never met before?
Never met.
Then talk about engaged, getting married.
Meet, like he come over to put food outside. Then I open the door at the same time and see each other's face. Oh, hello. Okay, bye-bye.
This is not very...
Then after that, get engaged.
Interesting, yeah.
It's not normal.
Yeah.
However, the intention was he wanted to take it very seriously. So he decided to step forward and meet my family first to say that I am going to get to know your daughter properly with the intention of marriage. So you know that I'm not playing games with your daughter. So that was the intention of us getting engaged lah.
But ada video call semua.
Video call, got Zoom.
FaceTime. Zoom,
we last time COVID got Netflix party, so that's our movie night.
Okay.
Very halal one, huh?
Very.
Yeah.
Okay. Other than all the things that we have spoken about, right? Is there anything else that you feel you want to bring up?
Small details matter. Small things.
Like what? Buy flower.
Buy flower? Mm. No. That is considered quite a gesture.
Okay.
It's things like dressing up.
Okay.
Dressing up. It's like sometimes I wear nice. Nighten. My husband don't know where what. And then you need to introduce your husband to your friends or your relatives or whoever lah. Or when you see somebody halfway and then your spouse is not dressing up well and neatly.
Mm.
Not as a lady, again, because we feel that sense of macam responsibility, kan? Yeah. It's like, did I take care of my husband's clothes? Yeah, I did. But how come he still doesn't look kempt? Oh, mm-hmm. It's his hair. Takkan nak style dia hair juga, sih? Am I taking care of a baby? I need to jaga dia dressing. I need to jaga dia hair.
Yeah.
Like, no, why? Then it doesn't make sense, ma. You're not a baby, you're a man.
Yeah.
Unless I married a boy, ah.
Oof.
Macam berdumtus, cikita. Okay. But so yeah, the small things like dressing plays a part. Because the dressing, if we don't look macam, if let's say I look nice, he don't really look that nice, whatever lah, accept him for who he is. But it will start to play with your mental when people start to macam show a certain judgy face. Or when people macam like, kau tak gosok baju ke? Kau bawa songkok eh, example lah. Or you pakai snapback eh, for example. Oh, you wear cap lah? No lah, I don't wear cap.
Oh, because basically, the hair is messy, not done.
Yeah. And as a wife, malu sia.
It's malu because you feel like people are expecting you to groom him.
Something like that. Yeah.
That and responsibility also you take.
I feel
but you know how he looks like before you got married, Mike.
No, it's not that. It's pasal, if you're the most handsome man in the world also, but you every day pakai seleki.
It still doesn't...
Yeah. So I think it's more so than just the dressing up. It's a bigger issue where you feel like he doesn't put in effort, is it?
Yes, that's the word, effort. It's the effort. It's like, let's say we are going to go on a date. Maybe it's just, let's say, Swensen's at Tampines Mall, for example. And then we live opposite Tampines Mall, example. Mm. I don't know why Tampines.
Okay.
But then... I wear nicely because he's going on a date, ma.
Yeah.
Then next moment, I see he wear shirt and sweatpants.
Capalang.
Anyhow. Hair messy all. I will feel macam, I wear makeup all. I put on eyeliner. I put on mascara. Then you wear like this only.
Yeah. And to a certain extent, you do all that because you want him to feel like you're so pretty.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this is my wife. Yeah. And then you wear like that.
Yeah. I accept you.
Terasa.
I accept you. However... It's only right that we put in the same effort also lah.
Yeah. I'm not saying we go downstairs, go pasar, you need to dress nice lah.
Yeah.
But just to the occasion lah.
But dress to the occasion and just look presentable lah.
Yeah. Correct. And like if you know that it's so important to her, because she's going to introduce you to her friends and family, right? If you know that that's important to her, and then you want to form a good impression, right? For her. And then the fact that he doesn't makes you feel like he probably just doesn't really care so much, is it?
See.
It does feel that way sometimes. Maybe because they are used to that kind of pakaian, that kind of dressing. Mm. So like when they get married, and also maybe because we are staying over at, maybe because I'm staying over at his place, so technically nothing much changed for him. Mm. Nothing much changed for him.
He's for still, you, your life to
for me is my life completely 100% 360 degrees change. Look,
180 ya. Because 360
go back. Yeah, 180 is because now I got wife. Yeah, and because I dress well, I serve you, I work and contribute to the finances. So, maybe a bit easier, a bit hard, a bit easier. But then, like, it's a nice cherry on top for me.
I understand.
But for me, it's a...
I want to ask, if you are in a... You know, you kahwin, then you move into your in-laws, can you buka tudung inside the house?
If got other brothers, cannot.
Oh, really?
Then you wear tudung in the house?
There's this one cardigan. It's a cardigan attached to a tudung.
Style.
That is my safe haven.
Stylo.
You I buy like five.
It's either that or you wear telekong the whole day.
Pretty much.
Or hoodie
Hoodie
ikat bawah.
Hoodie panas not really. Panas. Yeah, correct. Panas. Usually I wear that cardigan and tudung attached. That one like legit life hacks. Macam I go through so many, you know. I go through so many things.
I'm so sorry you go through so many.
To make it work. But then like, yeah. And?
Yes.
I say just now, everything link, right?
Yeah.
Technically, when you talk about dressing, you know, technically you can communicate. Ma.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Okay.
But then this is
where... Then why you never say?
God. It's not I got say. But in the most subtle and scared cause respect kind of way. You get what I mean or not?
Explain scared.
Like, because I don't want to disrespect him. And also, like sometimes my in-laws can be like, oh, is it you're telling me that I don't know how to buy for my son nice clothes?
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's like,
say what's your...
If someone, it's like telling someone they're ugly.
Ah, yes.
You don't have
You want to on. Tell your fiancé
no,
she
but
ugly?
You can go like, buy nicer clothes for him.
I did.
Make the things work lah.
I did. I did buy clothes, I did buy pants, I did buy tailor-made baju kurung, garment and all. Yeah, I did.
So he's not aware that what he's doing is not the nicest ah.
But okay. So I think my thinking is okay, maybe in front of the in-laws is like that, but in behind closed doors, just you and him, can like, does he know that you have a problem with his in-laws? Does he know that you have a parents with problem with his parents?
He knows ah. Because and that's the problem lah. Because when I tell him, who he go to?
Parents.
Yeah. Back to square one though.
Wait. So if you talk to him about the in-laws, he will tell the in-laws about it.
Yeah. And then there was one time, or rather a few times, I will sit at the dining table with the parents and then we will talk about the problem that I literally brought to him last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's why I say maybe it's a priority thing that is messed up. Maybe it's a, have always depended on parent too much kind of thing. And I'm just thinking like, what is it that I didn't do or I didn't macam think of before marriage that could have helped this thing better? Because again, the guy doesn't go through that much change though, because we are still in his house, still in his safe space. And I call it house because it's not a home for me.
I understand.
Yeah.
Do you feel that everything that you've mentioned earlier, if you had just went for tak tahu lah, like courses ke, marriage preparation programs, or like if you just knew him a bit longer, do you think all that would have helped?
I honestly think it could go two ways.
Okay.
One, it could have stopped me from getting married to him if I were to attend a proper marriage course.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot, by the way. And also, I could have entered the marriage better. Where maybe I can communicate my boundaries, communicate my expectations first, and make sure from day one, we keep to it, make it a habit, and we just keep following that as a guideline or something. Honestly. Because you can get married after getting to know the person at a short time. No problem with that.
Yeah.
But these expectations and boundaries are the things that you need to communicate beforehand. And you both trust each other enough to abide by it. And to be consistent by it also.
I understand.
Yeah. So it could have either prevented me from getting married at a young age. And not get the divorcee title so young. Or it could have made me still be a married woman until now lah.
Which both ways is better than your outcome, is it, you feel?
How?
I'm happy now.
How?
That's good, I'm happy for you.
How you feel, macam? Because like when I hear these stories, then I try to think, what if we just take the in-laws out of the equation? Would that have been better? But not possible?
Macam
kau rasa macam ini impossible lah, tak akan jadinya.
It can be better and possible, however... I believe burning bridges definitely. However, there's also like if let's say I over the
fikir jalan, how
ada links.
How can I make this better? Okay, yeah. If I'm thinking I got no helper and whatever, I'm a big family, I got no helper. And then aku penat. Like everybody so tired mah. Then cause you say the guy must help also.
Yeah.
Right now the thing is kalau aku tak nak tolong. No, say aku tak nak tolong. Aku macam, aku just tak nak buat lah.
It's just more expensive lah. You can, but it's more expensive.
No. As in, I want to wash the dishes. Like they want me to help wash the dishes. Then macam, kalau family besar, kecoh saya wash the dishes, malas. So if everything just use, disposable. Yeah, nicer disposable.
Can, but expensive.
Tak expensive, berapa je paket. Eh?
Because compared it's to the family plate, to family basis though. Yeah. Because this this one, they
everything must split. Right?
You order grab food, yeah. Come in tapoy right? Must everything put on must the plate. Oh yeah, and then mother father is the big plate. Everybody else is the medium plate.
You marry different into family. The culture.
Different also. Family. Yeah. Mm. And you will be surprised that the cultures in each family is very, very weird. Mm.
Yeah.
Also weird lah. They have their rights.
Different
lah.
Nah.
It's just that.
But
you have to adapt lah. Too bad. I don't like to wash tupperware.
Not gonna lie. Tupperware buang apa? Wash tupperware.
Eh, people wash ya. My mother always ask me to wash. The oil all stuck to the termasuk part.
Leceh, leceh.
In my head, like it's nice. It's so much nicer to eat on a plate lah. It's so much nicer to
more
be
proper looking.
Tak to the macam masak kat dapur. Yeah. Normally is ambil makanan kat dapur dan keluar on the dining table. But if you plate on the dining table, also nice.
Yeah. Sure. Mm.
But the nak basuh, okay what?
Yeah. But too bad lah, they are like that. So I have to adapt lah. Cause who am I to say, can you all start eating from disposables? Buat kelakar. I'm only 2 weeks in, siya bro. Kena maki, siya. Maybe I will be divorced at 21 also.
Tak, I'm trying to think like, okay, if right now cause right now I have a helper
Yeah.
She do everything. She do everything. Like now it's all nice. Now I like a restaurant.
Wow.
Makan, nampak, dah, then gone, everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. Helpers get paid.
Yeah, that's all. That's right.
Yeah. We as wives, it's just a responsibility. It's
what if they pay the wife?
Wish. I might as well become a helper. Yeah, that's right. Why would I even bother committing to you
correct.
Yeah. One?
No, but the sucky thing is, they give you a place to live.
Mm. Yeah,
so in a sense, that's their payment to you already.
Correct.
Mm. Yeah, so you have to.
Yeah. Okay.
And sometimes they might macam cakap, oh, I so bought this brand new for you. Oh, I bought this brand new because you're coming. You know, I bought this new because I took this away from my other son room to put this in here so that you both can enjoy it better. Wah, I cannot say anything else. Oh, thank you. So I appreciate. I will do everything else. Become your helper.
Last question I have before we end this part.
All right,
is that if or when you are getting to your next marriage in the future, right?
Mm.
What are some things that you would do different? What is the one thing that you would do different?
Many things as you can.
Yeah.
One thing I would do different, I would ask all the uncomfortable and all the people say weird, but in reality not weird at all kind of questions.
Things, questions that you probably wouldn't think of, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because you need to go through marriage in order to know what are actually the things that matter and the things that don't actually really matter. Yeah. And again, not because it's sponsored or what, but I strongly stand firm with the fact that marriage courses out there can really, really help you. In fact, after my divorce, I went for therapy, and therapy helped me a lot as a person. If anything, when someone wants to get married, in my heart, I always have this saying, macam, go for therapy first. Go for therapy first.
Like couple or like go for therapy? Course first. Or
anything, individual and then couple or whatever. But I'm still going for therapy now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm okay and all that. It's just that it's just nice to have an external source of professional who can like, you know, help you regulate or think better in different perspectives.
And to add on to what you said tadi, you said something along the lines of you need to go through marriage to know what marriage is like.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally, we don't want to go through 2, 3, 4
marriages. Yeah, correct.
We want one until the end, right? So that's why I feel like all these marriage programs also, these are people who probably have been in marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn from them lah, because you don't know what you don't know.
Leverage on them.
Mm.
Yeah. Now I also feel like people will ask me, what should I ask before I get married and all? Hey, relax. Pay me. But no lah, don't pay me. I'm not professional. Go to MSF.
Yeah. All right, I think that's the end of part one. Thank you so much, Noor, for sharing your story.
Thank you. Wise and sub.
No problem.
See you guys on the next part. Bye-bye.
Just a reminder that this podcast is brought to you by the Ministry of Social and Family Development, MSF.
Throughout this podcast, we hope that you have gotten a better perspective on how important is it to prepare your marriage and that attending a short program course can really make a difference in the long run.
At Randomly Relatable SG, we always believe in further learning, and like we always say, we've got your back. If you are intending to take your relationship to the next level, we highly recommend you to check out the wide variety of marriage preparation programs supported by MSF. Head over to www.marriage.gov.sg/marriage-programs to find out a suitable program.